God controlled the world, right? So he had it in the desert. If he wanted, they could have just snowed the next day and he wouldn't have had a problem. They could have came up along a buffet or whatever, it doesn't matter, and they could have had food. Why does he go this way, where he has the mountain, the sun, it's hot, they just got out of Mitzrayim, they're thirsty, they're hungry, and then he goes and he has, right, he doesn't just give it to them, right, you know, just like give them a break, you know, he makes them ask for it, right? Right, so he said, "Ukfiya secher yishair adam shadavar zef echadome turira kfira." It sounds like kfira, right? God's torturing us, you know. V'nei ki Hashem nisal tam. He answers, and it seems that God afflicted them. Adricham v'aset enem litperel Hashem to guide them to pray to God. Kize ikar gadol be'emunah v'rashamat hanefesh. Right, because the ikar of emunah is that when you're in trouble, you go and pray to God. It's not just, oh, you know, it's I'm hungry, feed me, and then God just goes and does it. God is ta'ev for your tefillot. He is he wants. It's not just that he doesn't want to just give it to you. He can give it to you whatever when you need. You know, you give it. You wake up. You have food. Everything fine. But that's not what he wants. He could have done that for Bnei Yisrael. He wants tefillot. He wants when Bnei Yisrael is in trouble, they cry out to him. They say, "Abba, feed me. I need it." That's what God is tired. So therefore, every morning when you wake up on time and you say, God is ta'ev for my tefillin. He desires them with full heart. And therefore, it should help you to get out time of davening.